At the Chiffin Native Youth Center in Springfield, a packed classroom welcomes Salt Santa, accompanied by Mrs. Claus, Peppermint the Elf, and others from the North Pole. Jerry Payne, the man behind the curly beard, explains his role.
Salt in Salish means warrior, so I wanted to honor that, and I'm a veteran myself. Every community has their own style of Santa, and so I wanted to make sure that the indigenous natives got to be represented as well.
Salt Santa's made 9 appearances across Portland, Eugene, and other places this month, listening to kids' wish lists and posing for family photos. With a feathered bustle, candy cane staff, and festive beadwork, he contrasts sharply with the Coca-Cola Santa that's been widely iconic since the 1930s. But Payne says that's a plus.
The mall Santa or typical Santa that you see or everybody knows, like the Coca-Cola Santa. For whatever reason, kids are scared of that Santa. But I've had kids that their parent would say that they would never come up to take a picture with me. Next thing you know, they're hugging me and jumping in my lap, and we take a good picture in there. The parents are crying because they never got a good picture with their kid.
A study involving an Oregon State University scholar looked at non-traditional Santas. Bori Chilag, Styrick Assistant Professor of Management, said for many Father Christmases, spreading love and joy for the holidays surpassed the need to conform 100% to the mainstream depiction of Santa Claus.
They see the fit. They hear the calling in their heart. They know that they are able to portray this role successfully.
Besides Salt Santa, a First Nations dancer called Powwow Santa has been firing up social media, and there are many others across tribal communities reminding people that the Christmas spirit exists for everyone. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.